Estevan. People in the Estevan area know that coal mining is a valuable part of the region, providing direct employment for hundreds of people, not just at the mines, but through coal-fired power generation. But the United Mine Workers of America, UMWA, Local 7606 and the Westmoreland Mining Holdings LLC also make a big difference in the region through the many causes they support. Rick Dauhanek, who is the president of UMWA Local 7606, said they donate thousands of dollars to different causes each year. The majority of funds come through union dues. Most recently, the union purchased 11 benches and garbage cans that are located along the pathways in Estevan, along with a bench and a garbage can near the Beanfey branch of the Royal Canadian Legion. The total cost was $24,050, he said. Each bench has a small bronze plaque with the name of a member who died while still employed by the mines. Dauhanek said they found the names of 11 people over the past 10 years. UMWA has donated to the Salvation Army each year through the ministry's Christmas campaign. The union has also contributed to the poppy campaigns at the Royal Canadian Legion's Estevan and Beanfey branches. They have donated garbage and recycling receptacles located on the concourse of Affinity Place. Healthcare is an important cause for the union. They donated the chemotherapy chairs at St. Joseph's Hospital so that patients would be more comfortable. They have donated towards the construction of St. Joseph's Hospital and the Hearthstone Community Campaign, which raised funds for St. Joseph's Hospital. In terms of sports, the union purchases an advertising board at Affinity Place to support the Estevan Bruins. They have donated to Estevan Minor Baseball and the Western Canada Baseball Championships that were held in Estevan last year. They have also supported a minor hockey tournament in Beanfey, female hockey in Estevan, archery in Macon and the Estevan Mermaids Artistic Swimming Club. And they have contributed high-visibility tokes each year to the local safety patrollers who can be found at crosswalks in the community during the school year. I know when I was a young parent, minor sports were expensive. They need all of the help you can give to minor sports to alleviate the costs for parents. There are lots of parents who can't afford it. I know it's more expensive than when my kids were young, said Dauhanek. Perhaps their most high-profile donation each year is to the United Way Estevan's Telethon. The mine employees raise funds through voluntary payroll deductions and other efforts, and then the amount is matched by Westmoreland. Last year the effort raised $86,799.44, the second largest contributor to the Telethon, trailing only SaskPower. We're a non-profit organization, so we have funds that come in through our union dues, and we just feel that those funds are best allocated to organizations in the community, said Dauhanek. People are in need, and if we're in a position to help them out, we sure like doing that. Westmoreland Mining Holdings LLC has been an avid supporter of youth sports in the community and has purchased 4-H steers in the past. The Union Social Club will organize outings to the Bruins games and the Estevan Motor Speedway's races twice a year, giving their members a chance to attend the games and support those organizations. The club enjoys getting their name out in the community, so that people know that the union is doing good things. He recognizes there are some people in the community who aren't fond of unions, so UMWA wants people to know there is good in what they do. The membership is eager to be part of Local 7606's community support. Someone will make a motion at a meeting to contribute to an organization. They will debate it and then make a decision. It's almost always 100% in favor, said Dauhanek. Dauhanek added it's a shame that if governments get their way and coal mining is shut down, a lot of these organizations will be hurting for donations, because the UMWA won't be around any longer to support them.